Language of Flowers, written by Vanessa Diffenbaugh and read by Tara Sands.
The next morning, Renata leaned against the glass doors of the flower market, waiting for me. I checked my watch. We were both early. The wedding that day was small. No bridal party, and less than 50 guests at two long tables. We wandered around, looking for shades of yellow. That had been the bride's only request, Renata told me. She wanted sunlight and flowers, just in case it rained. The sky was dry, but gray. She should have married in June.
His booth's closed Sundays, Renata said as we walked, gesturing in the direction of the mysterious vendor. But as we approached his empty stall, a hooded silhouette appeared, perched on a stool and leaning against the wall. He stood when he saw me, bending over the flowerless buckets, his image reflected in the still circles of water. From the pocket of his sweatshirt, he withdrew something green and spindly. He held it up. Renata greeted him as we passed. I acknowledged his presence only by reaching out to grasp what he had brought me, keeping my eyes on the ground. When I was safely around a corner, out of view, I looked into my hand. Oval, gray-green leaves grew from a tangle of lime-colored twigs, translucent balls clinging to the branches like drops of rain. The clippings fit exactly in the palm of my hand, and the soft leaves stung where they touched. Mistletoe. I surmount all obstacles.